This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 minutes after the hour on this Thursday. Hi. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, you have found an experience worth having. And we will prove that to you across the board as you stick around for next hour, two, three, four, five, however many hours you can stick around. Let's get to it on the TJV program with Jennifer Horn in attendance, Victoria Keelan in attendance, Kara Schillen in attendance. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm going to focus on pot after, not until, Jennifer brings us up to date on the debate. Debate.
That's right. The debate.
The debate. Yeah.
Well, it was night one in Miami because there are 25 candidates in the race to become president on the Democratic side. And so 10 of them debated against each other night one, and 10 more will debate against each other today, night two in Miami. NBC, I thought, did an okay job. I just felt like they were trying to shove so much in. I'm not sure what everybody else thought, just formatically, without not necessarily the content of the candidates, but the way that the NBC structured the debate is they had a set of moderators in the first hour, a set of moderators in the second hour, and I almost wish that they would have just settled on two moderators that could have really dug deeper into some of the candidates' answers, because it seemed like there was so much shuffling around. Then they had some technical glitches in hour two where you could hear the previous moderators talking backstage. And I felt like they kind of did a disservice by trying to highlight
if
more
the control
of their
room can turn off the mic, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the truth is, it's not about Chuck Todd or Rachel Maddow or Savannah Guthrie or Lester Holt.
Them.
Right. It was supposed to be about the candidates. And when you have 10 people standing on stage and then you've got five moderators swapping out throughout the debate, it's really hard for anybody to get a second. So I thought just formatically, hopefully they'll iron that stuff out tonight, but I think they're still going to do the rotating host format, which I don't know if that's going to serve them so well. But the Drudge Report poll shows a big surprise in the winning department. No surprise, because Drudge is obviously more of a conservative site, but Tulsi Gabbard was the winner of the first Democratic debate, at least according to Drudge. I like Tulsi Gabbard, and I think she did the best job of maybe introducing herself to the country, people
who
that weren't familiar
again?
With her.
Mm-hmm.
She's
Hawaii.
A congresswoman from Hawaii, and she's got military service. She's 37. She's younger, but she really commands attention. And although I don't think she got the most questions or the most time on stage, certainly I think she did the best job of imprinting. I think another winner from the debate is Julian Castro, who a lot of people, I wasn't impressed with what he said, because I'm not big into his content, but according to my liberal circle, he seemed to be imprinting with my mom, with my co-host on the radio show that I do. He seemed to be imprinting with liberals and progressives in my life. He actually seemed to have a really good night. Senator Elizabeth Warren, of course, seemed to present a lot of policy. She's got more details available than a lot of the other Democrats on the stage. She came in second.
Is that what people want? Do they want wonk? Do they want personality? Do they want all of that detail and all that?
Yeah. I think it becomes shockingly obvious when you have someone like Beto O'Rourke, I'll use him for example, he was on the stage last night, who doesn't have a lot of policy, but he had what a lot of people thought was it factor. I think he's fallen. I think that whatever magic he had going against Ted Cruz seems to have fallen away. You have people on the stage who I think were trying to just get people to know who they were, like John Delaney, the former representative. He's a businessman. I think he failed. He had kind of this possessed look in his eye. He looked like he was kind of darting all around. So there were what I thought was smart for the candidates is that they didn't waste time attacking each other too much, because they knew they were were only going to get a few minutes to tell people who they were. And literally on that stage last night, other than Elizabeth Warren, almost everybody had to tell Americans who they were because they're relatively unknown depending on where you live in the country. Maybe Bill de Blasio. I mean, even Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, had to tell people who he was. So I'd be curious to know what Kara and Victoria thought about who might have won. But I think the loser might have been NBC. The winner, probably, you know, someone along the lines of Tulsi Gabbard, who I think maybe instructed Americans who she is and told them about her military background. And that made her at least stick out in the Drudge poll.
Yeah, I totally agree with that poll. I had never heard of Tulsi Gabbard before, and I watched the entire debate from beginning to end, and I thought she was very impressive. I thought that the little bit of time, and I agree with you, Jen, it felt so rushed. I was getting agita watching it because it was just like manic almost, how quick the answers needed to be, and the moderators were just on top of everybody. It was a lot, but I thought that she did the most with the little bit of time that she had, and I would definitely be interested to hear more from her. I think that Beto O'Rourke was just a zombie. I think he was just out to lunch. Cory Booker proved once again that, you know, he can say things and it sounds nice and flowery, but I think he's got zero substance. And for him to even try to talk about standing up to Big Pharma, I was laughing out loud.
I could not.
He's my state senator, and I was laughing at the TV at him. I think he's a joke. I think the surprise of the night was actually how good Bill de Blasio was. And having been a New Yorker until very recently, you know, he's a guy who has not a lot of charisma, but I thought he came out swinging, and I think he was a bit of a surprise. To me, like, the scariest person on the stage was the former governor of Washington. I thought he looked possessed. He just, I don't know, there was some weird vibe I was getting from him. He was off.
He's trying to do the whole thing about climate change, and while that could be your number one issue,
but
it's his only issue, and that's not really an effective way to run a campaign for someone who's trying to, like, send their kids to school, and, you know, you've got to have some diversity, I think. You can't be just a one-issue candidate.
There was something about him that just kind of, I felt, was just off, too. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I was not a fan.
That's how I felt about John Delaney, those eyes poking out.
Yeah. he seemed really overwhelmed. The dude from Northeastern Ohio, he kept saying, I forget his name, too. Yeah, he seemed a little, he was a little out of it, too, I think. But Julian Castro did a nice job. I think that he definitely commanded the attention. He put Beto in his place as the two Texans up against each other. And, I totally agree with you. Beto has burned out completely.
So the people, the reviews that I've seen so far about it, more because I'm an industry sort, and I'm interested in what goes on in the process. So I am not like either of you in analyzing this. I'm looking at the chits NBC put forth, other than the technical stuff, reading on some of the trades, what came out of it. And the trades are wholeheartedly critical, not only of the technology that was awry, but of the mess that you both referred to in terms of who's in charge, who's asking the questions, why are there so many people on stage, why is Chuck Todd such an egomaniac, stuff like that.
Just from a technical standpoint, because there were so many people who were relatively unknown, they only put up the name of who was talking maybe half the time. And I thought that was so stupid because you're looking at the stage, and even when I look at this stuff, I study it. I have to look at it every single day. And I was like, okay, which one is this? Which one am I looking at?
I felt so bad. I kept saying, because Lewis and I were watching it together, and he was like, and every time Tulsi Gabbard came on, he was like, now wait, who is she again? I said, that's Miss Hawaii. And I felt bad saying Miss Hawaii. I was literally like, she was a pageant contestant, but I couldn't remember her name. They never put it up on the screen. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And they one more complaint, because I think it's important. Because, and, you know, again, this is from somebody who's not voting on this side of the aisle, but where were the opening and closing statements? They let six of them do closing statements, and that was it. And I think
based on what?
I have no idea. All I know is that they went through half the stage, and after Elizabeth Warren, they're like, okay, well, that's tonight's debate. We're going to wrap here. And not everybody finished the closing debates. I don't know if they were going to offer that online because they ran out of time, but they didn't even do an opening statement. And the reason that's important is because those are the messages that the candidates can actually rehearse. That's their best material, is the open and the close, because they don't know what the questions are supposed to be, or at least they shouldn't. And I think that's such a missed opportunity, because that's their best moment to shine.
Yeah, I guess.
And they didn't get any of it.
Tulsi Gabbard is lucky that people liked her so much, because she had to answer her first question basically as if it was her opening statement, because she kind of ignored the entire first question and just came out telling people who she was. I thought she was fine. I think it's important that we have someone with a military background in office. I think we've talked about that before, how it's been quite a long time since we had someone as president who had a military background. I think that's important for people to know about. I liked Castro best. I thought he was most charismatic. So I guess I'm not the only one who thought that. But the one thing, and I'm sure Doug will have an opinion about this, even though he didn't really watch, the one thing I thought was very interesting was all of the candidates speaking in Spanish. Like Cory Booker speaking in Spanish. It felt very pandering to me.
It didn't feel genuine or legitimate.
And I understand, you know, obviously this is their attempt to try and get that base to vote for them. But Cory Booker speaking Spanish doesn't really, I mean, at least Beto is from Texas, you know, so maybe he has more reason to be speaking Spanish, but it still felt weird though.
Beto's the one who started it, I think. And when he did that, I just kind of winced at the TV. I was like,
yeah, and then one of the moderators asked him a question in Spanish, and he answered it, and there were no subtitles, and so I don't know if he was really able to explain everything he said in English, and it just, I don't know, it felt very weird to me.
How to turn off the public in one easy lesson.
The other thing that got me was Cory Booker saying people got shot in his neighborhood. It's like, dude, you were the mayor and you're the senator. If you're complaining about people getting shot, do something.
Here's a little extra thing about Cory Booker being a New Jersey girl here. He, as the mayor of Newark, he didn't even live in Newark because it was too dangerous. So I think Cory Booker needs to just sit down. I think we're
phony. Phony. Get the phony stamp out.
He literally lived over in, like, one of the oranges, which is, like, a really nice area when he was mayor of Newark.
And one of the things that you have glossed over, or at least I wouldn't, one of the reasons that I probably went on my way is that Elizabeth Warren was speaking, and for me,
she was better than I expected her to be.
Anathema, yeah.
I know you don't like her, but she was better than I thought she would be. She was at least clear with her policy. I don't agree with all of it, but she was at least clear about it.
Yeah. What about, so the leaders are on Thursday night, right? The people that showed up.
No, it's not even the leaders. This was allegedly a random draw for the people that qualified. But I got to tell you, if I were a Democrat, I'd be real hopeful that there was somebody on that stage tonight, because I don't, even
is
with
it tonight
the standouts.
Or tomorrow?
It's tonight. Standouts like Tulsi Gabbard and Julian Castro, you don't have anybody on that stage that can beat Trump. You just don't. That's just reality, I think.
All right, so that's a good, that was very lively. Good, thank you, ladies. With the focus on the debate, this is the DJV program. Now let me focus on something that's very important. You have been told by your doctor that you have cancer and you're going to die. You must get treatment immediately. Your suspicion is confirmed. You've already decided not to go through what your friends and your family went through before they may have passed with the same thing. They've all learned great medical breakthroughs are sometimes discredited by the establishment. The greater the remedy, the more severe the resistance. We've heard a lot about alternatives. How do you decide which one is best for you, or if you're going to use an alternative? What do you do? Where do you go? How do you beat the cancer? Well, there are a lot of ways of getting informed information. There's a book out called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. You want to buy a copy now at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV for free bonus material and a generous discount. You might need the knowledge someday in your family. So if you want to order your copy now, go to 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com. Get the information. Get the material. You may need it, or somebody you know and care about may need it. 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV. All right, now 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. I told you we talk about pot, and we will next half hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Lifting to recognize the voice and know that our focus in the first part of our music focus on the DJV program in this hour is about Cher. Apparently, the Broadway musical, The Cher Show, is going to play its last show in August at the Neil Simon Theater following a run of 34 previews and 296 regular performances. Cher Show opened last December to kind of mixed reviews. It's been slipping at the box office after doing $1 million a week its first 3 months. Last week, the production played to 58% of the gross potential, with a cumulative box office to date of $32 million, almost actually $33 million. While that figure is more than respectable, producers are looking at diminishing advance sales and cutting their losses before the summer tourist season is over. One of the problems is that Cher's not in the show. It's about Cher, but it stars a lady named Stephanie Block, who won a Tony Award for Best Performance by a Lead Actress in a Musical for her role there. Costume designer Bob Mackey did a good job. He figures as a character in the show. Took home his first Tony because of the show. Producers announced that a national tour will kick off in Rochester, New York, in October of next year. The Cher Show closing is the latest in a pileup of post-Tony casualties, swiftly following the announcement that King Kong also will close. How do you have King Kong on Broadway?
I thought that was bizarre, too. But
ridiculous, yeah. The King Lear revival, and let's see here, a couple of other, Hillary and Clinton,
I haven't even heard of that.
Hillary and Clinton is, yeah, that's Laurie Metcalf and John Lithgow. That was just disappointing, the in ticket sales. And even though Laurie and John Lithgow are amazing actors, it didn't do anything. So, and the King
Hillary's
revival.
Not popular. I think people are tired.
Well, I think
her
people know the story. It's like, you know, it's
yeah,
kind of
right.
Like, well, do we
it's
need
like
that?
It's like those, you know, the Clintons have been going around the country speaking to diminishing crowds as well.
Their time's over. But, you know, I think that I think you nailed it with this. The biggest problem is that Cher is not in the show. Cher's
right.
on tour, and
right.
Cher, but Cher has over, she overshines her own show. There are three right. women who play Cher in this show. And
different
I think you probably
yeah.
just watch it. I haven't seen it, but you probably watch it and just think, you know, I'd rather see a Cher concert instead mm-hmm. of watching people impersonate her.
Right. Yep. That's a good point. Next up, musically, Sheryl Crow. She's the latest artist to come forward and confirm that her masters were destroyed in the Universal Music Group fire back in 2008. She was being interviewed by the BBC. She said she learned through an article published in the New York Times that all her masters were destroyed when the music archive went up in flames over a decade ago in L.A. As she said, quote, it absolutely grieves me. I can't understand, first and foremost, how could you store anything in a vault that didn't have sprinklers? Secondly, I don't understand how you could make safeties and have them in the same vault. That's what's the point, yeah.
Yeah, the backups were also backup. In the same vault. That's
right.
crazy.
Yeah. Thirdly, I can't understand how it's been 11 years and I don't understand why this has all been covered up.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she found out through a newspaper article and that
yeah,
she didn't
wild.
Find out about the fire,
yeah.
it's insane.
Janet Jackson, the Eagles, No Doubt, Nine Inch Nails, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Os Tapes as well, as Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Dolly Parton in this fire. So there are a couple of several, three or four class action lawsuits filed by a number of singers and estates over the loss of that music, so... And they deserve to have their butts sued under the circumstances. That's awful. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
To internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the 22 Democratic candidates for the White House gathered on a stage in Miami for a first debate last night.
There is no one in our government at any level who has the right to tell any American who they should be allowed to love or who they should be allowed to marry.
For the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country.
I am in this fight because I believe that we can make our government, we can make our economy, we can make our country work.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía.
A second group of 10 Democratic candidates will be on that stage tonight, not taking part in these first debates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 27th of June. Week from today, the 4th of July. We'll be here on the air as we normally are for holidays. At least most of them. Things have been moderated a little bit under this regime. But it's okay. But 4th of July, it's a big day. It's a good day. Nice to get it started well. So we'll be here to do that. We include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, so I promised we'd have a discussion about pot in Illinois, and we'll do that after we find out the fate of Dog's Wife.
Victoria?
Beth Chapman, yeah. Beth Chapman passed away yesterday. She had been placed in a medically induced coma. She had been battling throat cancer, and so she, the family, Dog the Bounty Hunter, announced yesterday that she passed away at the age of 51. She was surrounded by her family in a Honolulu hospital, and she had actually beaten the cancer. She had been in remission at least once before, but then it came back, and there was really nothing she could do about it. If you were a fan of the show Dog the Bounty Hunter, which was a very popular show, it aired from 2004 to 2012, then you are well aware of Dog and Beth and their bail bond business. She was in the bail bond business for more than 30 years, and she served on the executive board of the National Association before becoming the president in February of 2016, and the couple raised 12 children together. They split their time between Hawaii and Colorado, and they had even a spinoff of their son had a CMT reality series called Dog and Beth on the Hunt. That was from 2013 to 2015. And then in 2017, they announced that Beth had been diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer. And they had a special on A&E. So they've been kind of mainstays of reality TV for a really long time. And they certainly have a pretty big fan base. And people have been sending thoughts and prayers and all kinds of, you know, good thoughts to the family. So this will probably be trending throughout the day, and as her kids have all sort of made separate statements about the passing of their mom.
Well, one of the things that is so dramatic here are the effects of smoking, tobacco, things that are very much in the forefront today. Our discussions about things like e-cigarettes, kids getting started smoking. She, like my mother, started smoking when was very young and smoked all of her life. My mother died more or less the same time in her life. She died at the age of 50. Why anybody smokes, with all the information that there is around today about smoking and tobacco in general, is beyond me. And to carry it one step further, the city of San Francisco, the latest to look at e-cigarettes and banning them. They voted to ban their sales in any regular store. First city in the U.S. to institute this tough a law, this tough a position on e-cigarettes, which I think is appropriate. The ordinance, I don't agree with much of what goes on in San Francisco, but in this circumstance, I think they have set a tone for this. The discussion is pretty frank, pretty bottom line. They say that there will be no sale until they are officially approved by the FDA. Well, who knows, because the FDA is so damn corrupt, what they'll do with it. But in San Francisco, they're banning online retailers from delivering e-cigarette products. E-cigarettes be banned. Traditional cigarettes, as well as marijuana and cannabis vapes, are going to remain legal for purchase in the city. But e-cigarettes, that's how bad they are.
I don't understand this coming from San Francisco, though. San Francisco is such a corrupt trash bin. Fact that they want to ban e-cigarettes, that's great. But they have thousands of people living on their streets with needles coming out of their arms. Why wouldn't I just don't understand why we vilify an e-cigarette. And I am not a smoker. I'm not trying to say that we need to have e-cigarettes, but I think
really
that's
bad for you.
That's well, they might be really bad for you, but so is heroin, and so is crack cocaine.
Yeah,
and it doesn't seem the story out of San Francisco a couple weeks ago was they're actually providing places on the street where people can go lay down under medical supervision and get high. And I just don't understand why we vilify an e-cigarette and not heroin.
Well, because the others are bad, that doesn't mean you ought not to do this for e-cigarettes. Maybe it's a start. I don't have an answer for that. I agree with you, frankly, Jennifer, but the idea, the whole business, maybe it's because I have been affected. I think our attitudes towards things like this are affected by what has gone on in our lives. And I've seen what any kind of cigarette can do to people, not only my mother, but other people in my family who had the same kind of experience, but not as young. It's a horrible, horrible. And the fact that the government still subsidizes this stuff and legalize it, to me, we've got a whole situation here in Massachusetts about hemp, which isn't something that people smoke. It's something that's medicinal, that's helpful. It's great in many different ways. And frankly, even though marijuana is frowned upon, there are many people that will tell you, as a matter of fact, most people that will tell you, if they've been suffering in any way with all kinds of pain, the use of marijuana is much better, medical marijuana, than the alternatives in the bottles of drugs. But there's a huge debate, obviously, depending on what your values are. And in my mind, my value, the e-cigarette, I just think that these people are not to be trusted. They'll do anything to get you to buy their stuff. It's sick.
Well, I'm just so confused when it comes to e-cigarettes, like what the appeal is. I know that with teenagers, like the rate has gone up a lot.
Strawberry,
and they don't smell
raspberry.
Good. It smells like fake chemical strawberry.
Yeah,
so
it's
chemical.
Yeah, I understand why teenagers do it, because they want to do something that breaks the rule, and they've made it look cool on TV and, you know, on the internet, and so, you know, teenagers want to try stuff like that. But when I see so many adults smoking them, and I feel like before e-cigarettes came out, I didn't see that many people smoking cigarettes. I felt like cigarettes were kind of on the decline. So I'm just confused as to why adults are picking them up and starting them.
And I think a lot of people use them to smoke marijuana, too. I think that... You see, that's just an easier and safer way for people, or not easier and safer, but it's an easier and more discreet way for people to smoke.
Mm-hmm. The governor of Illinois, Mr. Pritzker, signing the Cannabis Regulation and Taxation Act into law, making Illinois the first state to legalize a comprehensive adult-use marijuana market through the legislature. Starting next January, Illinois residents over the age of 21 be allowed to possess up to 30 grams of cannabis. Adult visitors be allowed to possess up to 15 grams. Why is if you're driving through, you can only have half as much, I guess.
Yeah. I think Colorado does the same thing, too. If you're passing through, you're allowed a lesser amount.
Really? Cannabis flower that's under 35% THC will be taxed at 10%. Products containing over 35%, like vape oils and other concentrates, will be taxed at 25%. Cannabis-infused products will be taxed at 20%. According to advocates, the racial justice provision in the bill will lead to the expungement of up to nearly 800,000 cannabis convictions that have affected people of color. That is madness. And those people should be let out of jail yesterday. They should never have gone to jail in the first place. That's why
you
got so many people in jail. Jails are so crowded with stupid stuff like this. At least 20% of new licenses for social use sales will go to people of color. There will be $30 million available to help minority business owners in the state set up medical marijuana businesses. Only existing dispensaries will be getting licenses, at least in year one. So after the law goes into effect in January, the dispensaries will be the only locations you can purchase recreational marijuana. Illinois decriminalized cannabis in 2016, same year that Massachusetts did. It doesn't mean people stopped getting arrested. A report from last year found hundreds of people being arrested and ticketed in Chicago alone. 94% of those charged with petty marijuana possession were black. God damn, these people. The prejudice in this country.
And that happens in, you know, New York City also decriminalized it a couple of years ago, and that also happened in New York, where the only people getting arrested, to me, the craziest thing of all is at Rikers Island, which is the prison right outside of Manhattan, you have people who had, you know, $50 worth of weed, and they got arrested, and they can't pay their bail, so they're stuck in Rikers along with mass murderers. It's just absolutely crazy. The criminal justice system
is racism in this country is very predominant and becoming more of a problem instead of less of a problem. And you give people like Cory Booker, as phony as he is, a stage to talk about stuff like that, because of actions of others, frankly. Today is National Bingo Day. America loves bingo. B-I-N-G-O, 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 bingo is the name. Go. Bingo. You never heard that? Bingo.
Yes.
B-I-N-G-O.
Yes, of course. We've heard the bingo song.
All right. Anyway, so bingo came to our country in the 1930s. Started with paper cards sporting 24 numbered squares arranged in 5 rows and 5 columns. Plus that enticing free space. It's in the middle, free space, bingo, making a comeback thanks to people living older, mobile devices, that kind of stuff. So do you want to celebrate National Bingo Day? Fort Mason Games mobile game Lucky Scratch for Android devices only will have free live bingo games every hour during the day in the app. Free to play. You can win cash prizes all day for 24 hours. All right? B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. Bingo is the name. Go.
I think it's Bingo is it's his name.
Name-O. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you correcting me?
Yes.
Yes.
You asked us if we've ever heard the bingo song. And
I think, have you ever heard the bingo song is really the question.
That's so.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, where is Alex Morgan? Those of you who are following the situation with the team, isn't there a game? It's today, right?
Tomorrow. No, tomorrow against France in Paris.
So what is everybody worrying about Alex Morgan? She's not scoring goals?
Well, she was taken out of the 2 games ago. She was taken out at halftime, and nobody really knew if she was injured or not. And then she came back and played against Spain, and that was a really...
She had a rough game.
Yeah, she got knocked over quite a few times within a few minutes.
She looks kind of slight in comparison to some of the other players, is she?
She should be captain, because then she'd be Captain Morgan.
Very funny. Yeah, I mean, she's kind of the face of the team because she's a good player.
She's the pretty
small,
one, let's be honest.
She's the cute one, so everybody likes her, and she's kind of the face of women's
soccer. But don't you have to be rough and tumble to play the game?
She is. She's the high goal scorer. She's the golden boot leader. So.
She doesn't look like she's all that tough.
Okay, well, she's a very good soccer player.
I don't know what that means, but she's really awesome, yeah.
Really awesome!
But that's all the thing, is nobody really knows if she's injured or not. Nobody has answered anything, so.
Okay. No good. So, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight? Bachelorette?
The debates. You've got another night. If one wasn't enough, you've got another one on NBC, MSNBC. They'll all have it. And that starts at 9 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. If that is not your thing, Fox has a new episode of MasterChef and a new game show that Dax Shepard hosts called Spin the Wheel. Also, Life in Pieces tonight on CBS. That's the season, the series finale on CBS. 2 back-to-back episodes at 9 and 9:30, followed by a new episode of Elementary. And then, if you like This Old House, well, have we got the season finale for you. And Dougie, it's your neighbors in Brookline, Massachusetts, that are going to be getting the reveal of a lackluster mid-century box in Brookline, Massachusetts. And apparently, the reveal is going to be the granddaddy of renovations site. Wow. So there you go. That's the season finale on PBS.
Began. The show started in Cambridge. This old house.
Well, it's going back. There you go.
Yeah. So can we go back to the Bachelorette for a minute? This Hannah Brown, who said she had sex and Jesus still loves me, giving Christians a bad name, so say some.
Oh, my God. That's so well, first of all, she hasn't even said that on the episode yet, so that's something that hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah?
One of the guys on the show apparently criticizes her because she's had sex before. And
didn't she go naked bungee jumping with her for dates?
Yeah, I mean, it's the weirdest thing. To me, for some reason, The Bachelorette has a very religious audience. I don't understand why, because it's literally one person who is dating 25, 30 people and making
it's
out with
them. It's Mormon-esque, right?
Yeah, and for some reason, everyone on the show talks about being there for the right reasons and that they all have to be, like, religious and have this, you know, religious home life. And, oh, okay. They all have to ride motorcycles.
Same time every day.
But yeah, I don't know. If people are criticizing that, I don't understand why they're watching the show.
No. All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. A reason not to watch The Bachelorette. If you... never mind, I'm not getting into that. Hello. It's time for us to focus on Mike Lindell for a minute, the inventor of MyPillow. How about we don't focus on him? Let's focus, because he's turning his business into politics, and I want to stay away from that. MyPillow is just a great pillow. It's a great company. Most comfortable pillow you will ever own. MyPillow, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can adjust them. That's what Jennifer likes. If you're a back sleeper, you put it one way. If side sleeper, now, there are all kinds of deals all the time. The sheets, the mattresses, pillows, pillowcases, you name it, they've got it. Fantastic offers can be yours, including like the 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. Get those deals at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. That's DJV. Save money. Get great pillows from MyPillow.com. Guaranteed or your money back. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to first analyze what's going on at Instagram.
Okay, so Gayle King, if that's my intro, then I'm just going to start.
Yes,
Gayle
is,
King
please.
Has asked the question that many, many users of Instagram and Facebook have asked. Does Instagram's app listen to conversations to help with ad placement? So Gayle King interviewed the Instagram CEO, Adam Mosseri, on CBS This Morning, and she asked the question that a lot of people ask in everyday life. Can you help me understand how I can be having a private conversation with someone about something I'm interested in seeing or buying, and then an advertisement for that will pop up on my Instagram feed? Then Gayle King continued. She said, I haven't searched for it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. I swear, I think you guys are listening. I know you're going to say that you're not. And so this guy, Adam Mosseri from Instagram, he responded, he said, quote, there are two ways that that can happen. One is dumb luck, which can happen. The second is you might be talking about something because it's top of mind, because you've been interacting with that type of content more recently. And he said, so maybe you're really into food and restaurants. You saw a restaurant on Facebook or Instagram, and you really like that thing. It's top of mind, maybe it's subconscious, and then it bubbles up later. I think this kind of thing happens often in a way that's really subtle. And then he added, but we don't look at your messages. We don't listen in on your microphone. Doing so would be super problematic for a lot of different reasons. But I recognize you're not going to believe me. And you know what, Mr. Mosseri, you are correct.
You're right.
No one believes you. No one believes you, because I've had this happen so many times where I'm using my laptop.
So these people must think we're all stupid.
You know, and Facebook has denied this too, but Facebook owns Instagram. There has to be a way. I've been in the car talking with my mom about something, and my phone is sitting there, and it's not on because I'm driving, and then I'll go and look on my Instagram feed, and there's the product that my mom and I were talking about. It can't just be dumb luck. And so I agree with Gail King, and she definitely got a lot of props on social media for asking the question that kind of all of us have wondered ourselves.
I'm getting so washed up on Facebook, even though it appears to be important for the business. I'm getting sick of it. It's so difficult now to get in and change things, move things around. Pretty much I'm ready to write them off. And I didn't think I'd say that because I like a lot of the connections I have on Facebook. But it's getting really irritating to do business with them. Their way or the highway. Google no longer be making tablets. Let's figure out what's going on with that now.
The Geek Out.
Google is getting out of the tablet game. Yes, last week the company announced they were canceling the ongoing development of two upcoming smaller tablets and will not be releasing a newer version of the Pixel Slate, which just came out last fall. Google states they're focusing now on Pixelbook laptops and that Chrome OS is still going strong and not in danger. Apple's iPad continues to dominate the tablet space with almost 30% of the market, and while Google may be getting out, there are many Android and Chrome-based tablets that remain on the market from a wide variety of brands. Oh, if you just bought a Slate, don't worry. It's fully supported through 2024, and we've posted more about Google getting out of the tablet game on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
This is the greatest thing in the world. Amazon is so smart. They get all this free promotion instead of buying advertising time. Look, yesterday we talked about Prime Day. Today we're talking about it again. And where's the check? I don't have any money. I'm not getting any money out of this.
Okay.
Are you? No.
Okay, can anyway. I do the story really quick?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Amazon's Prime Day is still a few weeks away. It starts on July 15th, but right now the first Prime deal has rolled out. Prime members can save $30 on a year-long membership to Audible, which is a super popular audiobook platform. Amazon will also toss in an Echo Dot for just $1 extra. So if you pay for a year of Audible service, it usually costs $150, and to have $30 knocked off of that is a really good deal, and the Echo Dot normally is $50. So to get it for a buck's pretty good, too. Once you subscribe, you'll get two Audible original titles each month and then one credit to redeem an audiobook of your choosing. That's each month that happens for the annual fee. And if you don't use a credit for that month, it actually rolls over, which is pretty cool. That's a recent change in the policy. And if you're away from home and you still want to listen to audiobooks, Amazon's Kindle, Kindle Paperwhite, and the new Kindle Oasis, which is coming in July, will let you pair a set of Bluetooth headphones so you can still listen to all of your favorite audio books, and Audible is actually building they're really gaining a lot of steam in the marketplace.
Great conversations from your friends here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.